Shout out to the box sets, yo. Your gym teacher swag is crazy dope, yo. Holler. I'm Ghostbeard. I'm like probably the only African-American on this website. I mean, it's interesting because I think essentially it does come down to a class and race thing. If you're in a battle league that is primarily white and suburban, not doing gun bars. You are doing, you know, throw a cow at you and let the milk hit your mom. It's silly shit, but it's not gun stuff. Gun bars are usually in places where there's gun violence. It's a reality. Battle rap is really just pushing the bounds of your normal existence further. So if you are a milkman, you are going to talk a lot about milk. If you are a drug addict, you are going to talk a lot about drug. You know, whatever is happening in your life, you're going to, it's like a character in a comic. You're going to push that a little bit. I always equate it with like pro wrestling. Like if you just went out there and were just like a regular guy and you're like, I'm going to punch you in the face. People would be like, ah. But if you go like, yeah, you know, I'm going to destroy you and the gods are going to, you know, all that extra stuff, it adds a little bit to it. And gun bars are a way to do that. And it's usually rural, primarily black. In reality, there's some repercussions to being a white artist who uses gun bars. You are going to face repercussions from fans going like, oh, look at this phony. So it doesn't happen a lot. So yeah, it's interesting. So it didn't, at the beginning of battle rap, if you look at like modern battle rap, it really started with like, you know, New York rappers who one would do a song and it'd have a slight diss to another person, or like you have like the Boogie Down productions where if anybody said anything that even sounded like it could be about them, they would do 8 songs about you and talk about everyone you knew, and they would hurt you. And it was like a pride thing. It was a rap is essentially, you know, a bit of a dick measuring contest, and it comes out. And then it started to become a little bit more formatted. You had the Juice versus Supernat battle in New York, which was this huge landmark of like, oh shit, they can just stand across from each other and do this, which really comes from DJ battles, which if you take DJ battles to their start are the kind of the essence of hip hop, the formative years. Kool Herc starting hip hop is a DJ battle. So then you have these things like Scribble Jam, which was in Ohio, was a festival, and dudes would do qualifiers in their regions, and they would win their qualifiers, and they would go to this place, and they would battle, and you have people like Idea and Sage Francis, and any underground rapper you can think of from like mid-90s to mid-2000s was there. A lot of times people will say Eminem did some battles in California, that's how he got on. Battling was a big deal, and like when I came up, it was, I started rapping so that I could battle, so that I could, like, oh, shit, people at school can rap better than me. Fuck them, I'll learn how to rap, and then I'll be better at that. You know, I think the culture was hit by this 8 Mile thing, and 8 Mile, if you watch it, does not have gun bars. Not a gun bar to be had in the movie. What happened is post 8 Mile, there was this movement called Smack, and Smack DVD, Smack being the name of the guy who did him. And it would be cats battling in, like, real sketchy spots in New York. Like, one of the really famous ones, Sirius Jones versus Murder Mook, is in the lobby of a apartment complex in Queensbridge. Just the sketchiest place. They're surrounded by everybody. It's sketchy. And that battle is all gun bars. And they're saying things like something about when I was in Rikers, you were in diapers trying to start a cipher with lifers. Like, it was all violent shit. Like, the idea that, oh, you don't commit violence? Well, I do. That was like kind of the heyday of like battle rap was fun. You'd lose, but nobody would care. People would put on battle contests, but no one cared. It's really like 2008, 2009 that you get to the modern era where it's a career. There are people who live their lifestyles, live nice lifestyles off of battle rap. And there's positives and negatives to that. If someone says they'll shoot you, sometimes you have to worry that they will shoot you. And that's not fun. There's a YouTube video. The first one is the Math vs. Dose battle, which is a Smack battle. They're battling in Baltimore, a gym of a high school. They're on the stage of a gym of a high school, I believe. And Dose is this guy from Philly, and he's saying lots of gun bars, and he's shorter than Math, so his hat brim is with his nose, and he's talking about fucking him up, and then he leans forward, and his hat touches the guy's nose. Math says, well, don't do that again, and then Math starts to rap. His hat touches his nose again, and Math punches him on stage. The crowd starts to fight. Everyone runs out. It's a historical event. Such a big deal that they have a rematch that has like 1 million views on YouTube, which is kind of the bar for a big battle. You have another one, which is the Stylin' on You battle, which is a battle in a lobby of another sketchy lobby. It looks to be a lobby. It might be a studio. And one of the guys says, I'm styling on you. Got the cal is on you. And he has a gun on him. He shows a gun to the other guy at that moment. That gentleman apparently does not think this is going rap way and punches him, and he goes to pull out the gun and the video kind of ends. More recently, there was a fist fight in, there's been two fist fights. One rapper punched another rapper. That rapper who punched the other guy got punched again in Cal. It just, it's become increasingly violent. And really, the gun thing is, you know, it's absurd. There's this whole, like, push now for people to just do these super absurd, my gun's so big lines. Like, you know, the cliched one is, my gun's so big it shoots another gun that shoots another gun that shoots another gun. There's one...
there's so many different kinds of guns.
Yeah,
kind
yeah.
Of bullets, you can kind of, like, really have fun with metaphors for all different styles.
And the great part is to see someone who has no knowledge of guns try to do a gun bar. One of my favorites is this guy, DNA, who's a well-known, who says, I will spray the machete, which he is saying that he will shoot bullets out of a knife, which is incredible. Like, and if you weren't a guy who didn't know what you were talking about, that's just an incredible thing to say. Like, I will shoot you with a knife. But it's fucking, it's because he doesn't know guns. The style of battle rap I like is really just like, fuck you. Like, I would never agree to battle anyone I didn't particularly dislike. So I come from a place where if I say, hey, I have a gun and I will shoot you, people are not going to say that was a witty retort. They're going to say, oh, he has a gun, he's going to shoot me, and bad things can happen. So where I come from, the repercussions of gun violence are very real. So there's no benefit to me to fuck around with that. I have small children. I love them. I'm all for being tough, but you know, there's limits to it. I'm not silly. And with that said, like a lot of my friends who are in it, they will say whatever they want. I think there's an artistry in it. You know, anyone who says there's not an artistry in talking about guns is neglecting this whole beautiful... It's dishonest. Because if you don't listen to a fucking a metal song from the late 80s where, you know, it's all guns and violence and shit and think it's cool, or a country western song, I fucking love Hank Williams. Hank Williams is murdering a million people. Johnny Cash. You know, it's all murder and sex and whatever. That's what we're doing here. And it's how do we talk about it. But I think there can be an artistry to it. And just like with those other forms of entertainment, it can just become another cliche of like, I don't know what the fuck to say here, but I could shoot you. It's just it used to its end. Everything's a cliche. That doesn't mean shit. So.
What was your rap name, though?
Like, if my rap name is Miller. That's my last name. I'm super original. And you can find me at bjpenn.bandcamp.com. That's where all my music is. And it's all sad, and there's no gun bars. Oh, there's gun bars in my early shit. If you go to my first album, that there was gun bars in there, because that was this album I'd written over years, and there was a point where I was like, gun bars are fucking great. And so there's some on there. It's pretty good ones.